There's my boy.
Sorry, I just learned that I have to put the smackdown on someone who needs to get my name out of their goddamn fucking mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're starting rap beef.
I am starting rap beef. I am going to be starting rap beef with one of my fucking sisters. Roll the goddamn intro.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
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 Banter. Hate the way that you walk. Hate the way that you dress. Hate the way that you talk.
Hate the way that we share genetics.
That would really change the rap beat if Kendrick came out with that.
It would. Yeah. Still going to say you have a problematic relationship with 11, but I'm referring to the number in that case. It's a weird OCD thing. I won't get into it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. And I understand today is a difficult day for you. It's an emotional day for you. So let me just remind you, what I kind of always say is that you're only allowed to have the emotions that benefit me. So it's very important you keep that in mind as we go forward.
Right. Well, Austin, you've just done so much for me in your life that I think, you know, if I ever upset you in any way, you need to remind me of everything you've ever done for me and hold that over my head.
Yeah.
Like, ideally, you do nice things for people so you can curate a list that serves as ammunition in case they ever disappoint you. Or if they're ever upset with you for your own behavior, easy get out of jail free card.
Like,
you know?
What I like to do is, like, I like to assign every action I've ever done for another person a monetary value and sort of be able to cash that in whenever I need.
Yeah. Talking to Whitney.
No, I'm not talking to Whitney. I'm recording the podcast. What do I do in this closet, woman? She interrupted you. How rude. She just she was expecting that I was shit talking one of my sisters to my other sister, which I don't do. My family with you.
But I guess what I'm saying is that is worth about $200 of my time. So keep that in mind because I will cash that in later.
Sure. Have you put a monetary value on all of the rides I gave you? Or do those wash out with all the rides you gave me? I'm not talking about the car.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, that's worth street value is $175,000 each.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's not what the insurance companies pay, but that's what I bill them for having sex with you.
You know, I like the direction this conversation's going. I did tell you to come prepared with dead mom jokes since it's Mother's Day, but I'm gonna try to derail you because I am enjoying this.
I guess it's a live overbearing mom is what I landed on. You'd be nothing without me.
Perfect. Okay. Hey, I've got some wire hangers here. I'm gonna hang up something I bought you. Actually, can you imagine you buying me clothes?
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
Like, well, I can imagine buying you clothes with like anime characters on them that you'd never wear.
I can imagine you buying me clothes after we were out together, and I specifically said, "God, I really like this shirt." I could see
you doubling back and getting that. Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of move you could.
And knowing,
pull,
and knowing
like,
you, it would be a shirt with Hatsune Miku on it. So I guess in that way, the prophecy is complete.
Yeah, 100%. And I know who that character is, so I think that's hilarious. The thing that is funny to me about that whole idea is that I'm the one who begs you and goes, "Can we please go shopping?" Just to, at the moment you say, "Hey, I need a coat," or
"Yeah, you jump
I need
on
a,"
that's your catnip.
Oh my God, that's a gift for me. You're spending the money, but I'm having a great time.
You have a good time. You have a good day out.
I love just doing a fashion montage with you in real time where I just do yes or no every time you open.
And I try and work at the speed of a montage, but in every time like the curtain opens and it's a new outfit, it's just me wearing less clothes.
Yeah. It becomes a striptease pretty quickly.
Well, otherwise I can't really keep with
the
pace.
We can't go back to that Dillard's. So
no, they're used to it, honestly. It's sort of a tricks rabbit scenario or a spy versus spy where they try and kick me out, but I inevitably find my way back into the Dillard's to do a quick strip tease.
Well, and what do you think is the ideal retail location. Like, we had Dillard's available, but mm-hmm. Wave a Magic Wand, any store in the world, where are you doing your dressing room burlesque show?
In terms of profit, I got to say, I don't know if there are any left, but Kmart.
Mm, okay. Okay.
I feel like out of all the retail chains with a clothing section,
sure,
Kmart would be, I just got a feeling in my gut, they would pay me the most to do it.
Yeah, you think so?
I'd get the most dollar bills in my Fruit of the Looms they sell right there on location.
Well, there you go.
Any Herberger's left?
No, sadly. I'm really glad that my grandmother did not live to see the demise of Herberger's, because that bitch loved Herberger's.
All grandmas love Herberger's.
Mm-hmm.
AGLH, end of an era.
Yeah. What else do grandmothers love?
Racism.
She did. She sure did.
And I guess teaching their children the sort of overbearing and emotionally manipulative ways they inevitably pass down to their children. In a long, unbroken chain of cruel grandmas.
So I received a save the date
for a bris.
For a wedding that desperately wished my mother was alive in that moment so I could send her a picture and then call her about it, because she just would have been such a catty fucking bitch about the choices they made.
Oh, okay. Not like showing her a photo of two girls getting married so that she could be just so that she could have weird opinions for 2 hours.
Weirdly, no. My mom thought lesbian marriage was totally normal.
Oh.
That would, like, yeah, it was one of those things she said offhandedly where I was like, oops, I think that was an inside thought that you didn't need to come out.
It's fine when two girls get married, but when two boys do it, I hate it.
She's like, the men aren't even interested in it. But of course the women want to marry each other. And I was like, Robin, you don't know any gay people. So that's a pretty wild thing to say.
Lesbianism makes perfect and immediate sense to me, but those gays.
Interesting. But the thing with more men involved, you have an aversion to. Let's double down on that.
One wonders what the road less traveled is for you, huh, champ?
Yeah, I mean, history would have called her a great friend of someone.
They were roommates.
Oh, I wish. Late in life lesbian mom would have been fucking rad.
Oh my God. That would be
awesome.
That would be like your version of the show Transparent, but not with sort of, just as problematic a behavior as from Jeffrey Tambor, just from other people in your family.
Yeah. Like, not cancelable because they're not famous people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, like, their bad opinions just mean they suck. It doesn't affect their
dad can make Jessica Walters cry so easy.
She's dead now, so
he could have, and he probably still can.
Yeah, that does make me want to like physically fight Jeffrey Tambor. I'm like, the fact that you made Jessica Walters cry, I can forgive racism, but I draw the line at making Jessica Walters cry.
Oh yeah, dude, same. I see no issues with one of those.
That is the greatest white
community
feminism.
Line. You can excuse
community
racism.
Line. You can excuse racism. It's like that and the football exchange. It's in your blood. That's racist. It's in your soul. That's racist.
It's in your eyes.
That's gay. That's homophobic. That's black.
That's racist. Damn.
That just. Mwah. No notes. Perfect exchange. Anything that makes white people uncomfortable is a good thing.
What about pants that are a little too small, but you don't want to take them back because you're worried they'll only do in-store credit, and you don't want pants there because it's too hard to buy pants there?
Oh, physical discomfort? Yeah. That becomes like a disability rights thing. That's
right.
Different.
Okay.
I just mean emotional discomfort. The emotional discomfort of white people, on the whole, generally a good thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what are those?
White people?
Emotions.
Oh. You remember that movie Inside Out where the whole time you were like, what the fuck are they talking about? What is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, the little robots that live in your head and tell you what to do, you were saying them?
Yeah. And you were like, why do they have multiple voices? Why isn't there just the one?
Just the one telling her to kill. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'm all for like fanciful ideas, but they've jumped the shark here at Pixar.
Yeah. A bunch of little robots live in your head and tell you what to do. I can get behind, but they're not telling her to kill her whole family and wear their skin. Okay. Okay, Pixar. Okay.
Yep.
Nice skin you got, buddy.
My skin?
Real supple, yeah.
Thank you. I had a laser treatment done earlier this year.
That'll be real nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ever think about getting the you-can't-grow-hair surgery, but like all over?
No, not all over. Just on my butthole.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'd be really convenient for me if you could do it all over, though. Save me some time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, just for the tanning process and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird that Clark would have moved so far away from you.
I know. He's got the best skin. Oh, my
God.
He's
got the best skin.
People are saying this. Everybody says this. Clark has the best skin.
I love your jacket. And what kind of leather is that? It's Clarkskin.
Oh, it's authentic Clarkskin.
Clarkskin. What's a Clarkskin? Don't ask questions.
Well, that's my senpai in anime school, Clark Kun.
I'm a little concerned you're watching too much anime, buddy.
Why? No red flags.
Well, I know you still have access to my Amazon account, and I'm just seeing a lot of orders of body pillows. Like, I don't
those
know
are
how
for
many
me to
one needs.
No, Dan, you don't understand. Those are for me to fuck.
Well, I wish you well. Mazel, where are y'all registered?
Oh no, it's not a love thing. I'm not trying to build a future here. That's why I go through them so fast.
Oh God, I was envisioning you with a harem, but no, it's just that is the frequency of use. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Starting friction fires like I'm trying to win a Survivor challenge every other day.
Well, you do also get like you know. Outback Steakhouse or whatever restaurant is sponsoring that episode when you're done. So it is very much like Survivor in that you get real people food once you're done with
I
that.
Do get real people food when I'm done fucking.
Yeah. Austin, did you see that Robert Kennedy stole your bit?
About the brainworms?
Yeah, about the brainworms. He stole your bit about having a dead brainworm.
I mean, really, wasn't aware that was one of my bits. It must be on account of the dead brainworm.
Yeah, no. It's because you got that spot that don't light up no more on your MRIs.
Yeah, I just figured that was because it was cool and dark and edgy and filled with edgy thoughts about swords.
Yep, that's that part in your frontal lobe that's missing.
My edgy cortex.
Your edgelord cortex is underdeveloped.
It doesn't even light up a little bit because it's so fucking dark.
Yep, that's what that is. But you've got an abundance of hippocampus cringe, so.
Hippocringemus.
Hippocringes. Hippocringes.
Oh, I see you're trying to get to sleep there, buddy. Here's every embarrassing memory you've ever had. There you go, champ.
Which is weird, because like if I were you, I would have quit being embarrassed a long time ago.
Yeah, you'd think so, but I save it in a special little bottle for when I'm right about to sleep so I can stay up real late.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's fun.
If it makes you feel any better, no one remembers anything embarrassing. Like, I don't remember embarrassing things you've done, and I was there for a lot of them.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I'm still going to live in cringe, though. It's all the same to you.
No, that's fine. I don't think John Lithgow even remembers the time you stalked him. Like, honestly.
Well, I'm very good at stalking, is why that is.
You're like, if it doesn't involve a ghillie suit, are you really stalking?
That's what I'm saying. Dedication. It's a matter of dedication, people.
Yeah,
you can't lower yourself down from the skylight via one of those Mission Impossible ropes just to give him a little kiss on the cheek while he's sleeping. Is it really? Are you really stalking?
I mean, I know you saw the interview with Piers Morgan and the real-life inspiration for Baby Reindeer, the woman who allegedly stalked the creator of that show so intensely that he ended up making a TV show about it.
And Piers Morgan had her on to be like, but you didn't though, and I'm on your side.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
but
not
I can
surprised.
Just imagine. I imagine that when you watched that interview, you were like, sounds like a skill issue to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, get good, scrub.
If they know who you are, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. Unless they figure out who you are from the DNA test they do on the doll made of them, but with my hair.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a chameleon, baby.
Well, that's a sort of...
Well, that's part of it for me. That's part of the
want to kill you, become you kind of
Madonna whore thing.
Yeah. You know that Silence of the Lambs was not like an instructional video, right?
Yeah, he got caught at the end.
Austin, I feel like we've gotten through this... You know, dead Mother's Day with very few dead mom jokes. And I like that you've been my overbearing mother in this, but I'm a little disappointed that you didn't come up with more ways to make me feel bad. Like, if you're going to pretend to be my mom, you should have more ways to make me feel bad.
Yeah, I really should. You'll never be a money haver. Is that one of them?
Yeah.
No. Okay. And you never bring me grandchildren, either yours or someone else's.
That's because you're like, ooh, yes, one for the cauldron every time.
Well, what do you do with babies?
Listen, the clue should have been, oh, it's weird that Austin's house has chicken legs.
Yeah, it has chicken legs, and sometimes it's made out of candy. But yeah. I keep getting my fucking comeuppance whenever I do that. Living with a candy house brings way too smart of kids. I always end up trapped in my own oven.
Listen, I think it's because the sugar addiction speaks to, like, being neurodivergent. They're just, like,
yeah, it brings in the neurodivergent kids who aren't weirded out by a candy house. That's what it is. Yeah,
the ADHD kids outsmart you every time.
Every goddamn time.
And they're like, oh, no, I am obsessed with the candy now, and you're in the way of my candy, so you're going in the oven.
You're going in the oven, yeah. And for a while, I thought, like, if I just medicated them, I could eat them. But then then the concerta gets in me, and then... I guess I just do good on tests.
Side effect of eating drugged up children.
Is doing very good on standardized tests.
That would actually be really funny. A vampire sucks somebody's blood and they're on Adderall and he's like, oh my God, I can focus so well.
And that's how he finds out he has ADHD.
Wow, why do I feel like I could, you know, kill like 18 people tonight? I am just so focused.
Coming this fall to HBO, Medicated Vampires.
it's the True Blood midlife crisis spinoff.
Doctor Blood.
Cut to Bill and Sookie in couples therapy. Turns out, I've been bisexual this entire time. We know.
I know who those characters are. I've seen True Blood.
Yep. I mean, True Blood is worth it for exactly one character, and his name is Lafayette, and he is absolutely amazing.
I like. Gorpus, he's a good one on there. I like Schmendleton.
Schmendleton, eh?
I like Jonathan North Facing Wall. I'm not good at Kaiser Soziang, okay?
That's fair. I was just going to ask, what are you good at? But I don't. I feel like that's too depressing for this show.
Yeah, as was previously established, like friction fucking my way through a whole bunch of body pillows.
I mean, you are the Michael Jordan of friction fucking your way through a body pillow. I'll give
my
you that
ego
one, my
in the sport is just as big as his.
This pillow arrived with a tag still attached, and you took that personally.
Yeah. I was going to be in Space Jam 3, but there's a whole thing with Lola Bunny I don't want to get into.
Yeah, I can imagine that screen test was a real, real problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, we just had no on-screen chemistry.
On-screen chemistry, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why they called the ASPCA. I'm implying you fucked Lola Bunny.
No, not the real one.
Oh, wait, what?
Listen, I've gone through about a score of the body pillows, but I'm respectful. And so is there anything you need from me during this difficult time, this emotional Mother's Day?
Could I give you a handmade gift and you pretend to like it?
Oh, yeah. I will transparently pretend to like whatever you give me. And
put it with the other bullshit that I've given you over the years?
Yeah. I'll put it in a box in the basement and I'll never look at it again. And one day you'll discover that box and realize what I've done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of like gifts though, I've gotten multiple compliments on your Owl House Ida the Owl Lady reward poster you gave me for Christmas. Because it's good,
isn't it? As the British
say. Yeah,
it's
in my office, and so that and the Steven Universe print that you gave me years ago are both.
That one's still my favorite. I got one of those for me and I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty great. But they get good reactions. Then I've got my signed David Tulaski print that Adair got me, and I've got
Which one, David Tulaski?
He's a comic book artist who does cheesecake stuff. He does real sexy dudes. And I have
your pinups.
Yeah, this isn't one of his pinups. I bought those myself, but this is a cover he did for Nightwing. I want to say like 140 or 144. And it's Nightwing like in sort of a just stretching
sort of,
down
sort
to
of
the floor.
Negligee, and he's doing a little. Oh, I'm thinking of something different.
No, yeah, you're thinking of something different.
My wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Nightwing in a maid outfit. Ho, buddy.
You just need to find the right cosplayer who has an OnlyFans and you're there.
I think it's all of them.
It's all of them. Most it's of them have, no, not, but.
Most of them have OnlyFans. All of them have maid outfits. I've checked.
Nightwing, that's not what an Escrima stick is for. But I guess, you know, they're your sticks. You can use them however
you
want.
Can do it. Yeah, you just wash it off when you're done. I bet it's machine washable. It's fine.
Nightwing, why are your weapons coated in medical grade silicone? Never you mind.
For hygiene and justice. You know how he talks like that.
Yep, just
I'm
ass.
Nightwing, and I am for justice.
That's not, okay, it's
and
fine.
And his sidekick, Glorby. Oh, I love Glorby. I've seen so much Nightwing and Glorby.
Now I'm going to make a character named Glorby just to fuck with you.
So I think I have reality-altering powers.
You do have reality-altering powers. You have the ability to make my life enjoyable turn into, not enjoyable. That's altering my reality.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go through some Quasimodo affirmations?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. To really remind you of that fact. You are
I am
deformed. You are ugly.
And I am ugly.
You have to stay up in the high part of the church.
I must have to stay up here with the gargoyles. Pour the wine and cut the cheese. For years, I had not seen Hunchback, but the little trailer that was at the beginning of a VHS for a different movie, I'm pretty sure it was Hercules, had just
a
few...
Oh, that had the ad for Hunchback?
Yes, and that was one of the lines that was on that trailer, and so that is like the one part of that movie that was just locked into my brain years before I ever saw it. Because we didn't own that one for some reason. I think my mom saw a church and was like, ugh, no, thank you.
Yeah, it has Catholics in it. You know how she gets about those guys.
I know. She gets
your mom
she
always
gets
hated
her...
the papists, as she called them.
Yeah. She's all about the Reformation. Big Martin Luther fan.
Yeah. Huge Calvinist.
She was predestined to go to hell. I mean, by Calvinist logic, she would be.
Yeah.
That's a fun note to end on.
Is that fun? Is that a fun note to end on?
By Calvinist logic, my mother's in hell. Good night, everyone.
Hooray. Good night, everyone.
Oh, you just have to good night, everyone. After
yeah, I
good
got
night, everyone.
The last say. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
All right, we'll both do it at the same time. Ready?
One, two, three. Good night,
good
everyone.
Good night, everyone. And I'm going to cut that out so I'm the last one.
A Secret Weapon production.